Bushun in din away magani dug. Beshigo benesia que indigo. Mang in du dame. Ga osa squa jimmy cog and dunjiba. Ga misqua wako cog ninda. Hello, my relatives. My name is One Thunderbird Woman. I'm with the Loon Clan. I am a member of the Leech Lake Nation, and I reside in Gamisquawa Kokog, which is a place of the red cedar trees, which is now known as Cass Lake, Minnesota. And I've been sharing history about a man who a city of Bemidji was named after. Mistakenly, they thought his name was Bemidji, when in actuality his name was Shenaushkung, which means he rattles. And it happened in 1883 when Shenaushkung's family moved. It was his family, other Leech Lake and Cass Lake Ojibwe Indians. They moved to and settled on the south shore of Lake Bemidji. And in 1888, Shenaushkung was considered an elder and spokesman for this group, and he welcomed the first white settlers to the Bemidji area. And he was always a man of peace, and he had good relationships with the settlers. And he was eventually removed from his land, though, on the south shore of Bemidji, and he was sent to live on his allotment land on the Cass Lake Reservation. And that happened in 1903, and then in 1904 is when he died of pneumonia. He had always hoped, he had said he wanted to be buried on his land on the south shore of Bemidji, but that was not to happen. And so we share this story. Bemidji Gamog has to do with that water that moves sideways alongside the shore. And it has to do with the Michizibi, which means the big river, the Mississippi. And that flows through Lake Bemidji. And that's that water that flows sideways along the shore. So Shenaushkung, he was born around, we think, around 1834, and he died in 1904 around the age of 70. He experienced the removal era, and then the reservation making era, and the assimilation era when he died. During the removal era, when he was born, that's when the United States passed 70 removal treaties, which affected approximately 100,000 indigenous Americans east of the Mississippi, because they had to be removed to Indian territory in Oklahoma. And in doing that, thousands and thousands of them died along the way. You hear about the Trail of Tears. This historical trauma that the people experience, it's a part of what we consider genocide, committed against the people, where we lose our land, we lose our people, and we lose our culture, and it results in historical loss symptoms that we still experience today, like depression and anger. Even diabetes is attributed to historical trauma, and unemployment, trouble in schools. And so Shenaushkung, as an individual, he experienced that historical trauma, and it affected his wellness, and it would affect the wellness of the Ojibwe people, an entire people who were treated in this way. And it affected their spiritual, emotional, intellectual, and physical wellness. And so he made it through this removal era. And during that time, as they were opening up land to settlers, they were creating these gigantic reservations out west, and they were removing the Indian people to live on those reservations. And when it got to the time of 1850, when we experienced the Sandy Lake tragedy, then things began to change for us, because it was understood that the nation needed more land. The United States of America needed more land to build on, and so they started taking those large reservations and breaking treaties because of their using their plenary power to do that. And in the breaking of the treaties, they created smaller reservations. And so during this reservation and treaty-making era, 1854 to 1871, there was removal to and concentration on reservations. And this became the new policy for the federal government to deal with their, what they call their Indian problem. In 1854, Shane Naushkung was 20 years old when this era began. For the next 17 years, the Ojibwe would experience concentration onto reservations, loss of land and resources, and dependency on annuities. It was 1855 when they had the treaty with the Pillager, Winnebagoish, and Mississippi bands. Approximately 11 million acres in north-central Minnesota were ceded to the United States. Article 1 cedes the land, and Article 2 establishes the 6 reservations: Cass Lake, Leech Lake, Winnebagoish, Rabbit Lake, White Oak Point, and Lake Pokegama. And at this point, the Ojibwe were subjected to ceding their lands and resources to sustain themselves economically. In 1855, when the Cass Lake Reservation was established, Shane Naushkung was 21 years old. It was 1858 when Minnesota became the 32nd state. And it was 1860 when Shane Naushkung married Kagegeanokwadikwe. She was from the Pillager band also. And again, Shane Naushkung was born in Inger. In 1862, that's when the Dakota conflict occurred. And this was a time of the Civil War, and there was widespread hunger and starvation amongst the Dakota. And it led to 4 Dakota killing 5 settlers near Litchfield, Minnesota. So the Dakota, they went to war with the U.S. on September 26th. Colonel Henry H. Sibley took 1,200 Dakota men, women, and children into custody. On December 6th, President Lincoln issued an order allowing 38 of the planned 300 executions to go forward. A 1904 report from the Black Duck American stated, quote, "Chief Bemidji was a famous orator among the Indians, his fame resting on an address to assembled braves in 1862, when by his reasoning he prevented the Chippewas from joining the Sioux in the historic New Elm massacre. He told them that they were foolish to listen to the Sioux. The rifles of the white men reached far and would make their land red with blood," end quote. At that time, in 1862, Shane Naushkung was 28 years old, and that report came in 1904 in the Black Duck American newspaper about Shane Naushkung. And then in 1862, there was also an Ojibwe-U.S. conflict. And there was anger and frustration from the past wrongs, and the Dakota conflict led to the gutting of the mission school and trading post at Walker. The Ojibwe took prisoners who escaped. President Lincoln told a delegation of Ojibwe chiefs who met with him about non-payment of annuities, "My children, go home and tell your people that as soon as the trouble, the Civil War, is settled, I will see that you are paid every dollar that is your due." That is not what happened. And so This is just a little bit more of the history of the Leech Lake. And I say, Miigwech Beesan Dawieg, Miigwech Miiu.